Hello, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to Mommy Talks with Nina. I'm super excited for this podcast. It's definitely long overdue. Well, not too long overdue, but I'm just so excited. This podcast and this idea has been in the works now for maybe 2 or 3 months. So I'm really excited that I'm doing it. I was like, let me just jump in and get it done. If you do not know me, my name is Nina. I live in New Jersey, in Montclair. I teach and I work with students, and I'm also a mom. And I've been a mom for 8 months now. My son, Kojo, turned 8 months on May 4th. He was born March 4th of this year, 2019. So the reason why I really wanted to create this podcast, this platform, Mommy Talks with Nina, is to just basically inform and help other moms to be, future moms who are pregnant now, currently, or looking to get pregnant, women who are not sure if they want to have kids or want to be pregnant, women who just might want to listen to help a friend or a sister or a cousin who might have questions about pregnancy and postpartum and cravings and when do you tell your family and friends and when do you let your job know and when do you pack your maternity bag and all the questions that I feel like for me when I was pregnant this time ago last year, or even when I found out I was pregnant, I just had so many questions. There was a lot of things that I wanted to know. And I remember for me, the internet and Google and YouTube specifically was my go-to. If ever I had a question, I would search, cravings, when would I feel the first kick? Can you tell if it's a boy or a girl? Weight gain, bump size, you name it. I remember the funny thing is I used to always ask my mom questions. I would say, Mommy, I have a question about this and I have a question about that. And it was funny because she would help me out a lot and try to give me all the advice and tips. But then there was just times that I would just research. So over the summer, July and late August, I thought, well, I know that I'm not the only mom or the only mom to be that has a ton of questions. And I thought, why not create a platform? Why not create a way where women can come together and women can listen and tune in weekly or as often as they like and get their questions answered? And I thought a podcast or YouTube would be such a great way to do that. Now, I do want to get into YouTube, but I'm a little scared and shy and nervous of that. So I thought, well, why not start out with a podcast first and see how that goes, and then I can always do YouTube as well. So, like I said, this is Mommy Talks with Nina. So the conversations are gonna be about pregnancy, it's gonna be about postpartum, it's gonna be about parenting, and like I said, my son Kojo is 8 months. He just turned 8 months. So this podcast is gonna grow just like he's growing. It's gonna grow along with him. And I think that it will be great and helpful and beneficial to everybody, all types of people, and you don't just have to be a woman to tune in. You don't have to be pregnant to tune in. You could tune in just for educational reasons. You could tune in because you have a friend who might have some information. And also, men tune in as well. I mean, you might want to tune in just for yourself, for your own knowledge purposes. You might want to tune in so that you can help out your girlfriend or your fiance or your wife, whomever. So it's for anybody. I don't want anybody to think, oh, this is just for women. It's for anyone. So I'm just super, super excited about this. And the funny thing is currently, like right now, I'm home. I've been off yesterday and today for teachers' convention for the long weekend, and I was actually laying down in bed, and I'm like, maybe I'll take like an hour nap before I pick up my son from daycare. And I'm like, wait, you know what? I've been procrastinating for so long on this podcast. So I'm like, let me do it. I have the perfect opportunity. The time is now. So basically, just to start out the whole podcast and the flow and everything, I found out that I was pregnant with my son July of 2018. I had missed my period, and I, for one, like, I was always someone who was very regular when it came to my periods. And I was away with my mom and sis visiting my family in California, and I had missed my period. And it was only by like a couple of days, so I guess I just wasn't too worried about it. And so when I came back from my trip, and I know while I was there, I was like, oh, well, maybe, you know, being on a different schedule, traveling has kind of delayed it, because I know in the past my period has been missed or delayed. And also, I just want to say, FYI, like, I'm going to be very open and honest in my podcast and personal, just so that the content is real. And just know that what happened to me doesn't mean that it's gonna happen to you, but hopefully I can help someone in any way. So when I came back from my trip from California, my boyfriend and I, at the time, we'd been together for, you know, a couple of years. He lives in New York in the Bronx, so I was visiting him for 4th of July weekend. So that weekend, we took a pregnancy test, and I took two of them and found out that I was pregnant. In the beginning, you know, we were both kind of a little shocked, a little nervous, happy. I think we were feeling a lot of different emotions. I know for myself, I was feeling a lot of different emotions. It was my first time I've ever been pregnant. So it was just a lot to take in at the time. And like I said, my boyfriend was living and working in New York and the Bronx. He's living on his own. I'm still living in New Jersey in Montclair with my parents. So it was just a lot to think about. So after that, I knew, okay, well, I took this pregnancy test, two of them, I'm pregnant. But now it's time for me to go to a doctor to confirm it. So I did my research, and I found a doctor, because they say, you know, even though you take a pregnancy test, no matter how many you take, and if it's as a positive, it's always good to go check with a doctor, because they do a blood test to really make sure that are pregnant. So that's what I did. I made a doctor's appointment, did all of that, and it was confirmed. Pregnant. So I was excited. happy, still feeling a lot of different emotions. Now, I always knew that I wanted to have kids. But the thought of carrying a baby inside of me, a living human being, kind of scared me. The thought of delivery scared me. So that kind of was always in the back of my mind because I'm a worrier. I tend to worry about a lot of different things, things I probably shouldn't even worry about. So that was in the back of my mind, like, can I do it? What is it gonna be like? Is it gonna hurt? I know it's gonna hurt. What's gonna happen? So that was in the back of my mind. But I feel like as time went on, I worried less. So that was a good thing. So after finding out we were pregnant, then it came time to figure out, well, what are we gonna do? Like, we live in two states. We know we want to raise our son together. And for me, I knew that it was important that I want my significant other to be there for the different experiences. I wanted him to be there to see the growth and change in my body. I wanted him to be there to feel kicks and experience what I was experiencing, even though he obviously can't feel inside of him what I'm feeling, but to just be there and see the changes and experience what I am going to go through, I knew was important to me. So the task in the summer was figuring out where we were gonna live, figuring that all out, which was a full-time job, which was a lot of work. You know, we toyed back and forth. Okay, are we gonna live in New York? Are we gonna live in New Jersey? Like, I must say, it was a very tough summer. Being in my first trimester and dealing with a little morning sickness that I was having at the time, but wasn't too bad. But then also just dealing with the changes that my body was going through, and that was something to deal with. But then also trying to figure out, well, okay, where are we gonna live? So I was doing a ton of research. My boyfriend was doing research. He was very adamant about staying in New York. He works in New York in the Bronx, and he really wanted to stay there. But my whole thing was like, well, my family is in New Jersey, my work is in New Jersey, and I was like, it would be a lot for me to just pick up and move. I'm pregnant, to New Jersey to try to find a job. It would be so much. Just the thought of it was just too much. So ultimately, we both decided that New Jersey would be the best place for the both of us. We looked at a ton of places, some together, some on my own. And really, like, the end of August, beginning of September, I was kind of like feeling, are we really gonna get a place? You know, it's not easy. And I remember it was one Saturday in September, and my boyfriend came over and from the New York, and we were gonna be looking at like a house, a 2-3 family house, and we saw it, and we just thought it wasn't really worth it, because although it was remodeled, the price that they were asking for just didn't really match. Well, we could afford it, but it was just kind of like, we're paying all of this, but what are we really getting out of it? Not much. So as we were leaving this house and we were walking and we're gonna go to Panera and get something to eat, I saw an office, and I saw an apartment. I said, oh, let's go here and let's check it out. And we did, and we saw a nice two-bedroom, two-bath, remodeled, fully furnished apartment. And we actually applied that day for the apartment. And I really think that it was God, and the timing couldn't have been even more better. So we applied after seeing the apartment, and you know, they said, oh, we'll do the credit check and we'll run your application through. And Kwame and I, we left where we were and what we were doing, and we walked to this little cafe shop. And I don't even think, was it maybe an hour or less, and I get a phone call. We both got a phone call, and it, we're like, oh, you got the apartment. So we were super, super excited, and we were ecstatic, and we were happy. And long and behold, like, we moved into our apartment the end of September. So that is the beginning of our journey. And just to say, pregnancy is such a beautiful thing, and it's something that I really am happy and grateful for and appreciative that I was able to experience it, because not many women are able to have kids, and it's not easy for a lot of women and a lot of couples and families. So to be able to carry a life inside of you for 9 months, to deliver a beautiful, healthy baby, and to be where I am right now, 8 months in, I'm just so thankful and I'm so grateful. And I wouldn't have been able to do any of it without God, without my family and my friends who have just been so supportive, and my rocks throughout the whole thing. So my first episode of Mommy Talks with Nina is coming to a close, but I just wanted to say, Mommy Talks with Nina podcast is for any and everybody. It's going to be about pregnancy. It's going to be about postpartum. It's going to be about parenting. Tips and questions are going to be answered. You name it. So if you have any questions or anything you would like me to go over, please send me. I think you can do like a little message. Please send me a message. If you know me and we're friends and we're cool, no. You can always DM me. If you have my number, you could text or call me. But I'm just super, super excited, and I'm really happy to be doing this podcast. And I hope each and every one of you that tunes in, I hope you like it and you enjoy it, and share with your friends and family and let them know that there's a great podcast out there called Mommy Talks with Nina. So thanks again for tuning into episode 1. Like I said, or I think I said, this is going to be weekly. I'm gonna try my hardest and my best to make this weekly. So thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I love you all. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Till next time.